This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WFCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org, where you can listen with your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, or whatever other devices approved by the NSA that you may have. Well, every edition of the Radio Thrift Shop is a little bit different. There's no genre, no agenda. So today I'm going to play an entire album from the Thrift Shop archives. It's an album that was released in 1977 on a private label, band called Easy Steam. And the album is called To Be Alive. Happy listening.
Yeah. before the sun begins to run. And all the lonesome singers all believing it's all done. Alone and all together, where we're hoping the new day come. And tomorrow's answers are not ready to be sung. Well, I'm still sitting here with so many stereo, waiting for the sun to burn the sky with steam and glow. Where I'll be tomorrow, well, I really, I just don't know, I just don't care. Thank you. the curtain sparks the play of hearts, but no one is deceived. Remembrances, then the songs beyond a thousand strings, but the nightmare watches up and taught of children not to dream. Thank you.
Thank you. casting their cohorts. The end of the fountain where ages are joined. While my distance is cooled by the wind carried mist. And I've gotten my fortune without a request.
Jelly bean,
While your body becomes dust with age, for you are crushed with age. Feathers stripped, song drowned in note of complaint.
from the Thrift Shop Archive, privately released LP by Easy Steam, called To Be Alive. And the songs that we heard starting from the beginning were Let's Spend the Winter in New York City, In the Still Dark Morning, Sleep, Footnotes in D Major, Wall to Wall, Birds of Paradise, Vanishing, How Does It Feel to Be Alive, and excerpts from The Blue Door. Now, not a whole lot is known about the band Easy Steam, but we do know who the musicians that were recorded this album, and they include Tom Bordron on bass, David Sobczak on congas and bongos, Petter Nelson on drums and synthesizer, Dennis Cosgrove and Rudy Lundahl on electric guitar, acoustic guitars, and Charles Zoback on recorder, flute, and harmonica. Released back in 1977, that was Easy Steam with To Be Alive.
It's the power of stories. It's the power of hearing from an individual who experienced something.
The stories of everyday people form an important and often overlooked part of our history. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. David Klein is an assistant professor of history in the College of Liberal Arts and Human Sciences at Virginia Tech. As an oral historian, he specializes in finding untold stories.
There are cases where oral histories are the only way to get to stories because, for one reason or another, no records were kept. For example, I worked on a project in Amherst, Massachusetts about illegal abortion. And, of course, those who are working, this is pre-Roe versus Wade, those who are working in this field did not keep written records because they were breaking the law. So in order to get the stories of what actually happened, oral histories can take you there. So, for example, we could tell many stories about the American South. One story might be the loss of the textile industry. In order to get to that story, we could tell it through economic lenses, right? We could tell it as business history. We could tell it from the point of view of owners of mills. However, one could also talk about the culture of a mill village, of what it was like to live in a factory-owned home, to live within the sound of the whistle that called you to work, to live communally and closely with your neighbors, to go to work at 5 a.m. and be deafened by the sound of the shuttles going back and forth. So we can get stories that are just as compelling, just as important to economic history, but told from bottom up, told through a different lens, from a different perspective, that can be very, very compelling history.
We'll hear more on oral histories in future programs. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my say if it's too late for me.
start to cry. Thank you.
community radio, low power FM, shortwave radio. We explore it all on the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into analog culture in the digital age. Half Gifts is a full-sized paper zine created by teenager Jude Noel, who interviews indie bands and reviews cassettes, records, and other media on his blog. Half Gifts is a perfect hybrid of an online and offline continuum. Jude regularly updates the Half Gifts blog, but much of the content of the paper version of Half Gifts is exclusive. Jude is an exceptional writer who also produces cassette releases of his favorite bands. If you enjoy dream pop, shoegaze, experimental, lo-fi, or indie rock music, Google Half Gifts Blogspot and find Jude's website and a whole new world of new music. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll see you at the mailbox. All right, it's time for me to get cruising on out of here. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. 400 episodes and counting. I want to say thank you for listening. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. And take good care of your freedom to do all of the above.